ABC Radio Australia.
Now, an expert on maritime law says a lawsuit in Federated States of Micronesia may provide additional incentive for the international community to do more to deal with the environmental risks posed by World War II shipwrecks. The Kasalelia Press reports locals in Chuuk have filed a lawsuit in the Supreme Court seeking to assign a responsibility for the damage caused by an oil spill from the wreck of the Japanese warship Rio de Janeiro Maru in September. The complaint alleges brownish-orange oil contaminated mudflats, mangroves, fishing grounds and caused the deaths of four people, for which the plaintiffs are seeking wrongful death damages for their families. The governments of FSM, Japan and the United States are named as defendants, along with a dive boat operator alleged to have played a role in triggering the spill. Professor Donald Rothwell from the Australian National University says while any potential legal obligations will likely fall on the FSM government, the case could spur more diplomatic and political pressure for greater action on dealing with wartime shipwrecks.
The law of the sea provides the general framework and the background here, but ultimately the marine pollution that's arising as a result of the oil leakage from the vessel is really occurring within the waters of the Federated States of Micronesia. That means that the core obligation with respect to clean-up with respect to the environmental damage and the pollution arising, it really rests with the Federated States of Micronesia. So it doesn't immediately have international implications, though of course it has international connections, given it going back to events arising from World War II, and that this is a Japanese warship that was sunk during World War II. But it's really very much relating to the events in and around and associated with the September 2025 oil spill.
Given that, what do you think the likelihood of either the US and Japanese governments getting involved, responding, or even being part of this action, do you think?
Yeah, no, I think we need to make a distinction here between the legal obligations of the United States and the Japanese as opposed to whatever responsibility they might accept with respect to any cleanup actions which might arise irrespective of the outcome of these particular proceedings. So it may well be that as a result of the prominence being given to this particular event, the American and Japanese governments might step in to provide additional levels of assistance to the Federated States of Micronesia with respect to the oil contamination and the cleanup process. But in terms of legal obligations, my initial thought is that this very much sits with the local government in terms of how they're responding to this known potential issue arising from the wrecks that are located within Chuuk Lagoon, and the fact that at face value, the government hasn't necessarily taken appropriate action to ensure that any potential oil spillage from those known wrecks hasn't been contained, certainly in relation to the events of September 2025.
It's an interesting case in that, as you said, there's this overlap of historical and current issues. We spoke to you last month about the oil spill itself and the obligations of states like the Japanese and the United States to help clean up this spill. You said at the time it's a grey area. Does the fact that these wrecks have now caused some damage, including allegedly four deaths, does that change at all now that these wrecks, there has been an impact from these wrecks being left there for decades?
It doesn't really change the legal situation as it exists at the moment. It still remains a grey area. But what it does do is that it creates an additional political and diplomatic incentive to try to get some of these issues resolved. And to that end, the international efforts to try to get a clearer international legal framework with respect to these historic wartime wrecks hasn't really advanced very far. But the prominence being given to this case will provide additional incentives to try to get some resolution of these issues moving forward.
given what you've said about how this is largely a domestic issue relating to the responsibilities of the FSM government to deal with these wrecks and the pollution that has now come from them, you think there's little to no chance that either the US or the Japanese will get involved in the court case or could potentially at some point in future be found liable?
Well, certainly both the United States and the Japanese will be very concerned about any legal precedent being created. So it may well be that they might become involved in this civil case, if only just to protect their own interests. But given the potential for these issues to arise all throughout the Pacific, I think both the Americans and the Japanese will be keen to ensure that there's no real legal precedent set here, which creates significant ongoing obligations for them.
And that's Professor Donald Rothwell from the Australian National University speaking to Liam Fox.